Welcome to the Social Leadia Podcast, where we celebrate awesome on and offline.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Social Leadia Podcast, where we celebrate awesome on and offline. Today, I'm very excited to be speaking with Grayson McKinney and Zach Rondeau, who are podcasting with their students so students can connect with authentic audiences. Zach has the fourth grade innovators podcasters, and Grayson has the fifth grade futurists. So welcome, Grayson and Zach.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Good morning, Jennifer. Thank you so much for having us on.
Thanks for being on. So if you could introduce yourselves to us and tell us where you are in the world, that would be great.
So my name is Grayson McKinney, and this is my actually first year teaching fifth grade, and our elementary school is Costello Elementary in Troy, Michigan.
And I'm Zach Rondeau, and I teach fourth grade, also in Troy, Michigan, and I've taught third and fourth grades.
That's awesome. And you're both in Michigan then. Have you known each other for a long time?
So we actually, Zach was hired one of the first years that I was teaching in Troy, and we have been in the classrooms next to each other for quite a few years. We actually opened up the flexible wall between our two classrooms once upon a time, and we're co-teaching. And that year kind of was a spark for us in thinking about how we teach differently. It opened us up to be a lot more innovative and able to take risks that, you know, a single teacher with a classroom of students might not be able to take. So I kind of look at that as a turning point of my career, and thinking about how we can get our students to have an epic learning experience in the classroom.
I love that so much. I was reflecting on the power of co. I do that often because I used to be a literacy consultant, but there is just something so special about having someone else, right, to bounce ideas off of, to reflect with, so that you could always improve your lesson. So I love that so much. So why podcasting with students?
So I was in a workshop this past summer. Is a two-day project-based learning workshop with the Buck Institute. And this is through a Galileo leadership program I'm in for teacher leadership. And our big push was to come up with a big project that we are going to embrace and take on this year. And I'm going to be really honest right now. As I was sitting there, the idea of podcasting came into my head. And immediately I thought, no, too crazy, too much, too hard to do. And I came up with all the excuses. And I planned out another project, but this idea of podcasting kept coming up over and over in my head. Personally, I love podcasts. I listen to them all the time. Every time I drive, I'm listening to a podcast. So this is an idea that just kept coming up over and over and over again. So I did, at curriculum night, I shared with the parents before I knew how to podcast, before I shared with students, I told them the idea kind of as a fact to hold me accountable. If I share with them, I'm going to do it, then I have to do it. So that was kind of my push to dive in. And we really just talked to the students, and they were all in for it and really wanted to. So it's just been an exciting thing we've been doing all year, but that's kind of how I got the idea and got started with it.
I love what you just said. If I share with them, I'm going to do it. because so often we feel like we need to be perfect, right, before we engage in something. So the fact that you're learning alongside of your students is really neat, Zach. Thank you. Grayson, how about you?
So I was at an educational technology conference at Michigan State University, and I attended a workshop where these two presenters were presenting on the Stanford model of design thinking. And it was something completely new to me. And they said, by the end of this 45-minute session, you're gonna walk out of here with an idea for a podcast. And it was something that I had never considered before. And I kind of started brainstorming about ways that I could get kids to share what they're doing in the classroom and put it out into the world. And kind of dabbled with it last year after being inspired by that session. And we were using SoundCloud to share some fourth grade narrative writing pieces. And it was a cool way to share, you know, have them tell their stories like a storyteller. Mostly, you know, it was just their parents listening, and I would share it with some other teacher friends. And it was kind of fun. But then this year, after hearing about Zach's promise to his parents at curriculum night and telling my fifth graders about what the fourth graders were up to, they knew that they couldn't be outdone. We couldn't be upstaged by our next door neighbors. So we were looking for ways to expand that. And so we kind of followed in Zach's model and were inspired by his class to take it to the next level.
I love that. There's nothing wrong with a little healthy competition, right? And now, are you still on SoundCloud? What has been the evolution of, I guess, learning the digital, today's Digital Learning Day? What has been the evolution of the digital literacy piece for your students and learning these kinds of platforms?
So when I got into it, I really wanted to dive in and learn like how to actually do a podcast that is available on all the podcast apps. So actually, kind of what's funny is I announced at Curriculum Night we were going to do a podcast, and then as I was leaving, I subscribed, shout out my favorite podcast, The Wired Educator with Kelly Croy, and that evening he published How to Create a Podcast with Your Student episode. So it was like perfectly aligned, and I listened, and he was talking about Anchor, and Anchor just seemed like the easiest platform. So we record using GarageBand and then publish it to Anchor. And then it's truly amazing. With one click, it goes out to 10 different podcast platforms and is available everywhere. So like once I recognized that tool and how easy it was, it really like sparked me to like, we're doing this. We can do this. I can figure this out.
For to get some of the necessary equipment, our district is so supportive of innovative teaching. We have a foundation that grants teachers, you know, opportunities to do cool things. And so we wrote a grant and we're able to get a couple of nicer microphones and, you know, some table mounts where that's what we're using right now. We're using our like spring loaded arms to hold the microphone. And so we've basically turned our classrooms into recording studios. Launching through Anchor.
I love that. I love so many layers of that. So the learning involved, the creativity in terms of, you know, making this all work in your classroom and having your students see that is quite incredible. And the fourth grade narrative pieces, I often think about how sometimes we don't think about our curriculum flexibly, right? Like you are looking at narrative writing, you're looking at oral communication, but you're doing it in a different way. What has the impact of an authentic audience done for your students?
I think that's been like the biggest game changer of it all. And like, we were really excited and started this podcast and launched it out. And I tweeted it out and we were like really shocked, like to see how many people were listening. And like, immediately within like 2 days of our first episode, I got messages from people in two different people in different places in Africa, messages from people in Asia and Australia and Canada that were all listening to our podcast. And on Anchor, you can't track where the views are. So the only way to track it is when people message you on Twitter. And like seeing all these messages, and as they were coming in, I was pulling it up and showing my students. And it was really just mind blowing for everyone to see like, okay, we did this 2 days ago and now it's been viewed, you know, 50 times all over the world. And to date, I don't like focus on the views, but we've gotten over 600 downloads and it's been worldwide and keep getting messages. And that's what's really kept it going. You know, it's not one thing that just was cool and then we did it, but like kids are constantly coming in with new ideas for new episodes. And how about we talk about this? Let's do this. And really it's gone from me to their control and their ideas and their voice, and that authentic audience piece. That's what's driven it, that they see that it's making an impact. We're getting messages from people that it's making an impact. So that's the biggest game changer of everything. And in my opinion, the best part of podcasting.
Go ahead. I was going to just say, I'd like to add on that another impact that we've seen with students is now that they have a platform to share their learning with the world, it gives them a new perspective on everything else that we do in the classroom. Like if we read a picture book and have a discussion about the theme or the author's message, you know, their reaction now is we should make a podcast about this. We should tell the world about what we think about this book. And so when they see themselves as creators of content who are influencing others rather than just, you know, students who are doing something for the teacher in the classroom, it creates excitement. It creates an amazing product. Like they'll work together more collaboratively in these groups to create a script for their podcast or an idea for their next episode than they would if it was just for, you know, if it was just learning that was going to stay in the classroom. So Zach has a great phrase for what he calls that phenomenon.
I've noticed, I call it selective perfectionism, where all of a sudden kids who, when they're just doing work on a piece of paper, writing in their notebook, you know, it's just for them. But when they know that this voice is going to be heard and it's spreading all over the world and getting downloads, like, they want to make it perfect. They practice their script. They make their handwriting on their script nice and neat. And it just boosts that level of engagement and that level of that desire to want to put their best work out there, which has been really awesome to see.
I love that. And certainly that's been my experience as well. The student said, what? I'm sharing this with nonprofits? Man, now I've got to go do it again. Which, you know, you just, I love that. Selective perfectionism. I may borrow that, friend. And absolutely. Grayson, I know I had the opportunity of meeting your class when I was at the Calgary Teachers Association, and just them coming up and sharing what it is that they were doing, I absolutely can see what you're saying about how you've empowered their voices. So I love that so much. And creators of content influencing others. I mean, I think about how with just a click of a button or, you know, just a little bit of effort on your part, your students feel empowered and feel like their voices matter. And I love this. This is a template for others. So if other people are interested in learning more about podcasting or finding you, where is it that we can look?
So our podcasts have a little bit of a different focus. Our fifth grade futurist podcast kind of evolved out of we were doing a writing unit on journalism where we had published a classroom newspaper. And at first it was just about current events around the school. But then we started talking about how sometimes journalists do more in-depth pieces. And so I was inspired by a group that I'm a part of on Twitter. It's called Our Global Classroom, or hashtag OGC. And a lot of what they talk about and focus their students' energy on is learning about the United Nations 17 global goals for a better future. And so our students kind of took on these global goals, things like ending poverty, saving life below water, improving our environment and stopping climate change and these kind of things. And so there was a lot of research involved. So our podcast is called The Fifth Grade Futurists, and for the first, we've published 7 episodes so far, and you'll hear about all of their different ideas about how to make a better world by 2030. If you go to anchor.fm/thefuturist5, and where the 5 is a numeral, you can find us, or just search for the Fifth Grade Futurists on any of those platforms that Zach mentioned earlier.
And for our fourth grade podcast, each morning I share like some inspiring video or message that I call Positive Power. And I was looking for podcasts for kids and there wasn't really one. So we as a class decided to create one. So it's more like inspiration about positivity and growth mindset. And you can find ours on any podcast platform. It's The Fourth Grade Innovators or anchor.fm/fourth grade innovators.
That's terrific, gentlemen. I can't thank you enough for being on the podcast today, for sharing your students' awesome, and keep doing what you're doing. I think it's amazing.
Thank you so much,
for having us,
Jennifer. And we'll be sure to play this podcast for our kids so they can hear how awesome we think they are for what they do.
Sounds amazing. And great shout out to our global classroom. I'm a part of that as well. And truly today, every classroom can be a global classroom. So with that, have a wonderful day. And thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks.